Research. Nanoplastics may alter salmonella virulence. Von Redaktion Fleischwirtschaft.de. Vom, the 5th of March 2026. Urbana, could microscopic plastic particles influence foodborne pathogens? Researchers at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign have examined how nanoplastics interact with Salmonella enterica, identifying changes in virulence and gene expression relevant to food safety. Researchers at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign have investigated how nanoplastics interact with Salmonella enterica, reporting changes in bacterial virulence, biofilm formation, and gene expression. The study focused on polystyrene, a plastic commonly used in food. Nanoplastics form as larger plastic products degrade into microscopic and nanoscale particles. Salmonella enterica is a major foodborne pathogen that is often found in meat, poultry, and ready-to-eat food. We are testing ground turkey from grocery stores in our lab for a study on food safety, and finding that it is frequently positive for salmonella. If you cook the meat properly, you should not have a problem. However, ground turkey is often packaged in plastic, and we wanted to explore how salmonella react when they come into contact with plastic polymers, said Pratik Banerjee, associate professor in the Department of Food Science and Human Nutrition at the university. The research team examined the physiology of salmonella in response to exposure to polystyrene nanoplastics. According to lead author Jayadeva, a graduate student in Banerjee's lab, the bacteria showed increased expression of virulence-related genes. We examined the physiology of salmonella in response to nanoplastics, and we found an increased expression of virulence-related genes. The bacteria also formed thicker biofilms, which further indicates they're becoming more virulent, De said. Biofilms are protective layers formed by groups of microorganisms, enabling pathogens to survive under stress. The study found that initial exposure to nanoplastics triggered what researchers described as an offensive mode in the bacteria, marked by increased virulence. When the bacteria first encounter nanoplastic particles, they go into offensive mode and become more virulent. But after a while, they start losing their resources and energy, so they switch to defensive mode, which allows them to persist in the environment for a longer time. If the concentration of nanoplastics rises, they can again switch to an offensive mode. It's a trade-off between offense and defense, De said. The researchers concluded that interaction with nanoplastics induces behavioral changes in Salmonella enterica, though the direction and broader impact of those changes require further investigation. Banerjee also highlighted potential links between nanoplastics and antimicrobial resistance. Any compound that puts physiological stress on the bacteria can trigger antimicrobial resistance. Nanoplastics are not antimicrobials, but mere exposure to them could convert bacteria that previously were not resistant to a particular antibiotic in a process called cross-resistance, he said. Initial findings from ongoing research indicate that polystyrene nanoplastics may increase the expression of antimicrobial-resistant genes in Salmonella, Banerjee added. However, we don't want to sound the alarm and advocate that people stop using plastics. Plastic packaging provides a lot of benefits, such as reducing food spoilage and waste while keeping expenses low. We don't know yet whether this is something we should be worried about, he said. The research team stated that further studies are needed to clarify the consequences, risks, and potential tolerances associated with nanoplastic exposure before any policy recommendations can be considered.